This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Even as rescuers continue to search for six people who are missing after this morning's bridge collapse in Baltimore, many questions remain. Surveillance video captured the slow-motion disaster as the massive container ship loses power and goes dark, then slams into one of the main supports of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The bridge span almost immediately buckles and drops into the water. Had it not been for a mayday call from the stricken vessel's crew and the fact the accident happened at around 1:30 a.m., things might have been much worse. President Biden today promised the full resources of the federal government to help in the recovery.
As I told Governor Moore, I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland and whatever they ask for. We're going to work with our partners in Congress to make sure the state gets the support it needs.
Nearly 1,000-foot-long ship was fully loaded and headed out to sea when the collision occurred. The collapse of the Baltimore Key Bridge is creating major logistical challenges for shipping companies around the world. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the temporary shutdown will force numerous diversions over the next week and perhaps hundreds in coming months.
Logistics companies up and down the East Coast are scrambling to come up with a plan B after a massive container ship struck and took out the entire center span of the bridge. DeAndre Larry is with Uber Freight Services. He says the Key Bridge and a port of Baltimore will likely be out of service for months, forcing numerous diversions.
It's incredibly difficult. Once we go to another port, how are we going to get inland to the locations that we want to go to?
The port of Baltimore is the nation's leading import and export site for cars, light trucks, and other machinery, with an estimated 52 million tons of foreign cargo transported in 2023. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
The U.S. is calling on Russia to free a Wall Street Journal reporter whose prison term was just extended again. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports the U.S. believes Russia's holding the reporter as a political pawn.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy says the latest move by a Moscow court is particularly painful as this week marks 1 year since Evan Gershkovich was arrested. His pretrial detention has now been extended for another 3 months. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Russia has provided no justification for this.
Russia should stop using individuals like Evan Gershkovich or Paul Whelan, who has been detained for 5 years, as bargaining chips. They should be released immediately.
Miller says this remains a top priority for the Biden administration. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Stocks closed modestly lower today, further easing off their record highs of last week. The Dow was down 31 points. The Nasdaq fell 68 points today. You're listening to NPR. Without any actual evidence, Russian officials continue to blame Ukraine and the country's Western allies for playing a role in a concert hall attack last week that claimed the lives of at least 137 people. That's despite the fact an affiliate group of the Islamic State has claimed responsibility and 8 people have been arrested in connection with the assault. U.S. intelligence officials have also confirmed the Islamist group's responsibility. Some analysts say Russia may simply be trying to deflect attention from an intelligence failure that failed to prevent the deadliest attack in Russia in 20 years. San Francisco officials say they will continue to enforce the city's all-electric building code, even after a court invalidated Berkeley's first-in-the-nation ban on gas in new construction. Member station KQED Kevin Stark has more.
Berkeley agreed last week to repeal its gas ban in a settlement with the California Restaurant Association. Dozens of other cities in California have passed similar measures. The association wants them to follow suit. But San Francisco supervisor Rafael Mandelman says the city's regulations are focused more on building safety and allow restaurants to opt out.
No one has come to us asking us to change or repeal our law. For now, we will, continue to enforce it, continue to implement it consistent with, the court decision.
Mandelman says it's conceivable the city's regulations could be adjusted, but no one is talking about repealing it. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Stark in San Francisco.
Crude oil futures prices closed modestly lower today. Oil down 33 cents a barrel to end the session at $81.62 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands. But because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.